It was lit by low-wattage bulbs behind bleary, fly-spotted glass shades. Oi started down without hesitation, descending with a kind of bobbing front-end, back-end regularity that was pretty comical. He kept his nose pressed to the stairs, and Jake knew he was on to Susanna. He could pick it up from his little friend's mind. Jake tried counting the stairs, made it as far as 120, then lost his grip on the numbers. He wondered if they were still in New York, or under it. Once he thought he heard a faint, familiar rumbling, and decided that if that was a subway train, they were. Finally, they reached the bottom of the stairs. Here was a wide, vaulted area that looked like a gigantic hotel lobby, only without the hotel. Oi made his way across it, snout still low to the ground, his squiggle of a tail wagging back and forth. Jake had to jog in order to keep up. Now that they no longer filled the bag, the risers jangled back and forth. There was a kiosk on the far side of the lobby vault with a sign in one dusty window reading, "Last Chance for New York Souvenirs," and another reading, "Visit September 11th, 2001. Ticks still available for this wonderful event. Asthmatics prohibited without doctor's certificate." Jake wondered what was so fabulous about September 11th of 2001, and then decided that maybe he didn't want to know. Suddenly, as loud in his head as a voice spoken directly into his ear, "Hey, hey, Positronics lady, you still there?" Jake had no idea who the Positronics lady might be, but he recognized the voice asking the question. "Susanna!" he shouted, coming to a stop near the tourist kiosk. A surprised, joyful grin creased his strained face and made it a kid's again. "Suze, are you there?" And heard her cry out in happy surprise. Oi, realizing that Jake was no longer following close behind, turned and gave an impatient, "Ache, ache!" cry. For the moment at least, Jake disregarded him. "I hear you," he shouted. "Finally, God, who've you been talking to? Keep yelling so I can home in on you." From behind him, perhaps at the top of the long staircase, perhaps already on it, someone yelled, "That's him!" There were gunshots, but Jake barely heard them. To his intense horror, something had crawled inside his head, something like a mental hand. He thought it was probably the low man who had spoken to him through the door. The low man's hand had found dials in some kind of Jake Chambers Dogen and was fiddling with them, trying to freeze me in place, freeze my feet right to the floor, to stop him, and that voice had gotten in because while he was sending and receiving, he was open. "Jake, Jake, where are you?" There was no time to answer her. Once, while trying to open the unfound door in the cave of voices, Jake had summoned a vision of a million doors opening wide. Now he summoned one of them slamming shut, creating a sound like God's own sonic boom. Just in time, too. For a moment longer, his feet remained stuck to the dusty floor, and then something screamed in agony and pulled back from him. "Let him go."